You've got the troposphere where we live, then the stratosphere, and then, this is the cool part, the ionosphere.
The ionosphere, what's special about that?
It's where the sun's radiation ionizes the air, creating different layers.
Ionize, you mean like electrically charged?
Precisely. And these layers, they have names D, E, F1, and F2. They can act like mirrors, reflecting radio waves back down to Earth.
Like bouncing them around.
Exactly. That's what makes long-distance radio communication possible.
So some radio waves just travel along the ground, and others bounce off this ionosphere.
You got it. Ground waves, like those used by your local FM radio station, they hug the Earth's surface.
Okay, that makes sense. The signal gets weaker the farther you are from the station.
Right. But sky waves, they shoot up to the ionosphere and bounce back down, sometimes thousands of miles away.
So that's how I can sometimes pick up radio stations from far away, especially at night.
You got it. And it all has to do with how those ionospheric layers change throughout the day.
Because of the sun.
You're catching on. The sun is the conductor of this whole radio wave orchestra. During the day, its radiation creates a strong D layer that absorbs lower frequency waves. But at night, the D layer weakens, allowing those waves to reach the higher F layer and travel much farther.
So at night, those lower frequency waves have a clearer path. That's why AM radio can reach farther at night, right?
Exactly. But it's not just time of day. The sun itself is constantly changing, and those changes affect radio waves in ways we haven't even touched on yet.
Wait, there's more. The sun is messing with our radio signals. I need detail.
Oh, there are so many details. Sunspots, solar flares, the solar wind.
Okay, slow down. Sunspots. What do those have to do with radio?
Like cooler regions on the sun's surface, but don't let that fool you.
Cooler, but the sun is like a giant ball of fire.
It is. But these sunspots, they're areas of intense magnetic activity, and they actually blast out extra radiation.
Radiation that affects the ionosphere.
Bingo. That extra radiation supercharges the ionosphere, making it even better at reflecting certain radio waves.
Okay, so more sunspots, stronger signals.
Sometimes, yeah. That's where something called the solar flux index comes in. It measures this radiation. Higher index means a more energized ionosphere.
So if I'm an amateur radio operator, a high solar flux index is a good thing.
Especially if you like using higher frequency bands like the 10-meter band. When that index climbs over 100, things get exciting.
Exciting in the sense of being able to talk to people farther away.
Exactly. But that's just one piece of the puzzle. Remember the solar wind I mentioned?
The what now?
It's a stream of charged particles the sun constantly emits. It can buffet Earth's magnetic field, causing all kinds of changes.
Wait, is this related to the northern lights? Those are caused by like solar particles, right?
You're right. Those dazzling auroras happen when solar wind particles slam into our atmosphere near the poles. But this same interaction can disrupt radio communications, especially at higher latitudes.
So beautiful lights, but messy radio signals.
Sometimes, yeah. And we haven't even talked about solar flares yet. Those are a whole other level of solar drama.
Solar flares. You're making the sun sound like a teenager.
Well, it does have its moods. And when it throws a tantrum, it can release these massive bursts of
And
energy.
those affect
Everything.
what?
Radio waves, especially. They can cause blackouts, disruptions. It can be a real mess.
So it's like the sun is playing with our communication systems.
In a way, yes. But luckily, there are some patterns to this solar behavior. We'll dig into those more next time because the sun's not done messing with us yet.
Oh boy. So we've gone from invisible waves to sunspots to the northern lights.
And we're just getting started.
I can't wait to see what other surprises this radio wave journey has in store. But for now, we gotta take a break.